and welcome once again to Health Tips from Janet. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed clinical nutritionist. I'm here today to talk to you about magnesium. And there are plenty of people out there who may hear the word magnesium and think, well, that's only for people who are constipated. That's only for people who need that to have achieved regularity. But it is such an important mineral in your life, and the symptoms of deficiency are extremely common. Let's talk about some of the problems that people might have if they're dealing with a magnesium deficiency. They might have a really poor appetite. They could be dealing with a feeling of nausea that they really don't want anything to eat. You can have fatigue. You can have muscle cramps, numbness, tingling. So many times I'm dealing with people who may very well have peripheral neuropathy, and magnesium may not take care of the entire problem, but doing a therapeutic level of magnesium as a supplement could do a little bit to relieve the difficulties associated with peripheral neuropathy. Heart spasm. So if you have these symptoms of your heart pounding or an irregular heartbeat, or sometimes it feels like your heart is really contracting very specifically and you don't feel like it's beating normally, that interruption in heart rhythm, the presence of spasms, very surely can be related back to magnesium deficiency. Unfortunately, personality can be an issue as well. You may find your behavior changing, that you're not yourself. And how difficult is that to achieve an understanding of what your behavior changes mean? It could very well be simply changes in magnesium absorption, magnesium availability, and magnesium as it relates not only to your physical well-being, but to your mental state as well. There is so much information in the world about calcium and the importance of calcium in our diets and the importance of calcium status, but one of the really important parts of this is not only do you need calcium, but you need proper balance with magnesium. So amazing. More than 300 biochemical reactions are related to the presence of magnesium in your body. So I mentioned the importance with regard to heart. During the calcium segment that I recorded, I talked about calcium being the substance that allows your muscles to contract. Magnesium is the substance that allows your muscles to relax. So you want to make sure that you have plenty of magnesium to keep your muscles, your heart, which is a muscle, your blood vessels, which are muscle tissue, running the way they need to run. Heart rhythm. You need the magnesium also to maintain strong bones. The calcium doesn't work by itself in your bones. You need the magnesium to metabolize the calcium. So where are you going to get this magnesium? Green vegetables, once again. And legumes, peas, certain beans, nuts and seeds, all very, very wonderful sources of magnesium. But most likely, in order to achieve an optimal level of magnesium in your body, you would probably need to supplement. And magnesium typically would be available as a magnesium oxide. Now, that's where the constipation issue comes in. Magnesium oxide would be something that has a dramatic effect on your colon and will very surely relieve constipation. However, it's a very, very individual issue how much magnesium oxide is appropriate for you. And unfortunately, the only way to determine that is trial and error. Of course, you can have your magnesium levels tested, and that gives you a little bit of a starting point, how deficient you are with regard to how much magnesium you should begin to use. But if you are interested in maintaining the highest possible function in your heart and in your muscles, in your circulatory system, in your immune system, then the best way to support your magnesium levels would be supplementation. Supplementation with forms of magnesium known as chelated forms. The chelated forms are the mineral magnesium bound to an amino acid. And there are a variety of different amino acids that are used when I'm talking about chelated magnesium forms. Some of them are going to have a supportive calming effect. Both calcium and magnesium have a calming effect, but when combined with the amino acid taurine, the calming effect is enhanced. With the chelated forms of magnesium, what you're going to be able to achieve is delivery of the magnesium to the very part of your body that requires the magnesium the most. So important with having a body that is highly functional, energetic, free of cramped and sore muscles. Having a body and mind that are working together in perfect synchronicity. Very, very important to maintain your magnesium levels. If you're dealing with muscle cramps, if you're dealing with a very, very low appetite, possibly if you are feeling changes in heart rhythm, you can focus on supporting that symptom, overcoming that symptom, rather, with magnesium supplementation. Now, that's the supplement to a proper diet. So you want lots of green vegetables, legumes, some nuts and seeds. When you support that high-quality dietary source of magnesium with the supplement, then you have a much greater chance of overcoming the symptoms and problems associated with a magnesium deficiency.